Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Hey, Noli, Dirtbags, we're into the first week of July already. We had our Canada Day yesterday, July 4th this weekend. Life is great. Life is good, unless your team is losing. And if it's winning, it's still great. So, Dirtbags, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening to us. To all our servicemen and women, of course, we can't thank you enough for doing what you do every day so we can do what we do here. And that's baseball. As a parent, a player, a coach, a fan, a trainer, whatever you are at the MLB level, the college level, the high school level, amateur level, it doesn't matter. It's all baseball and we're all dirtbags. So it's about getting up, getting after it, get dirty every single day on the field and off the field. So obviously, just like every week, lots to talk about tonight. Again, we'll do our very best to get everything on the show that we can and cover areas that hopefully you're interested in. And again, thank you so much for listening, being a part of the nation, sharing the message, increasing the audience, sending your curtain call questions. And again, you can send them on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You know, you've got Nolan, my guarantee that if it's a personal question, we'll get back to you on that. As a player, a parent, a coach, if it's a curtain call question, we'll do our very best. They're coming in hard and heavy, obviously, right now because so much going on. We've got the All-Star break coming up. We've got the draft coming up. After that, the Motor Speedway Classic coming up. It's just going to be a gauntlet of a month. Obviously, trade deadline at the end of the month. It's been quiet since Devers. And we've got the prospects game coming up before the All-Star game this weekend. So just exciting stuff going on right now. And it's just great to be a baseball fan. I know, Nolan, you're playing tonight. We're getting ready to go rolling. We had the last week off, so we're back up and going again this weekend for the next three in Germany here, having a blast, and that's what it's all about. It's just, again, it's talking, being with other baseball people and just, you know, bantering, having opinions, having thoughts on so many different areas, and that's what it's all about. That's what makes it fun, and that's what we live for. So settle in, dirtbags. Get your favorite drink. However you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount, and then you can continue to spend money on them endlessly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7-9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
If your family's summer style needs a little pick-me-up, you've got to go to Kohl's. They have everything from polos and cute dresses to comfy kids' outfits and Sephora essentials, plus more. Not to mention you can get 20% off some of your faves and earn Kohl's cash. Yep, summer's already looking more stylish, all thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offer ends July 6th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, lots to talk about. Where are you kicking things off?
Yeah, let's start out with the Willier Abreu. The inside the park home run in a grand slam in the same game. Hopping for the sixth time in MLB history and the first time since 1950. For those that didn't see it, obviously, he hits a ball straightaway center, caroms off the fence at Fenway Park, caroms off the fence, takes a weird hop, and basically he's away to the races. Gets the inside the park home run first, follows that up a few innings later with a grand slam. Like I said, first time since 1950 that it had ever been done. Honestly, I never knew that it had been done. I'd never seen it in my lifetime, obviously. Kirk's never seen it in his lifetime, obviously. But my goodness, man, that is... That's even rarer than a perfect game. There you go. So that feat in of itself was pretty remarkable. I mean, obviously, Willier Abreu, he came up a couple of years ago now. But last year was really his breakout year where everybody kind of started to take notice. This kid's an offensive threat, brings a good bat. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say he's Rafi Devers level, but I think that's what the Boston Red Sox are hoping for. And then some combination of the Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell, and Marcelo Meyer trio can basically form out to be what Rafi Devers was. Obviously, I think all three of them are better defensively than Devers, but I mean, that's not saying too much. But obviously, they're not going to bring the same stick that Devers had. Devers, obviously, that was a tough loss for the Boston Red Sox, but Abreu, I mean, he's doing his part to keep them in the hunt in the American League East, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he coming off the injury about 10 days ago and stuff like that, so it's good to see the body working well for him and settling in, getting his rhythm and tempo back, because before he went on the shelf, he was tearing it up as well. He really got into a good sink, so just good to see him back going and stuff like that. And that's been a great series with the Reds, too. Pumped him on, Monday night? Went back last night and as a recording, it was 3-3 to, today to finish up, last night's game that got obviously delayed because of rain, inclement weather. So Yeah, good for Raf Willie Abreu. And yep. And I know you've got other home runs to probably talk about, maybe north of the border on Canada Day.
Yeah, George Springer. A couple of days ago there, the first game of the series, talks were that he might be landed on the IL. Basically had a knee to the back, and it looked rough. There's no two ways about it. It looked pretty scary. Comes out, obviously, Canada Day. He had a day, and especially against Max Fried. I mean, you're looking at Max Fried right now. I'm not as confident with my pick early in the season. Him being the AL Cy Young. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still not wavering, but the year that Hunter Brown's had, I got to tip my cap. That dude right now, to me, he should be the AL Cy Young. He's put up incredible numbers, like just incredible numbers. But anyways, yeah.
Scooble's not giving it away.
Well, no, you're not. You're not wrong. No, Scooble's the best pitcher in the planet. But right now, Hunter Brown, I got to tip my cap, man. Hunter Brown, I'd say he's one A to Scooble's 1B, which is a very controversial subject. But I'm going to say he's 1A. You look at it, I mean, he's got the 1.74 ERA. Either way, jumping back into what we were talking about here with George Springer, Grand Slam, 7 RBI day on Canada Day. One of the best Canada Day performances of all time. I mean, you're looking at a guy who, obviously, I don't think he's I'm not a Jays fan, so I don't really have a dog in this fight, but I feel like if you'd ask most Jays fans in terms of what they signed him for, I don't think he lived up to the contract. I believe it was a 6-year $150 million at the time when he signed it. But I mean, still, what that guy brought to the clubhouse and everything, obviously he brought the veteran leadership, he brought the playoff experience, brought a World Series with him. So the Jays signed him for all those reasons. Then, yeah, it comes out, and I mean, you're looking at the year that he's had this year, and really, I think he's been the most consistent and best offensive player on the Jays this year. Obviously, Varsho was for a blip there before he got injured, but he's been too injured this year. A lot of those young kids have been fantastic. Alejandro Kirk, I got to put him in that same boat. He's been carrying the team as well for the most part. But George Springer, I mean, he's really done his part this year. So I got to give him a tip of the cap there. Obviously, yes, 7 RBI day on Canada Day, man. Like that had all 45,000 fans at Rogers Center standing up and applauding him.
Yeah, no question. No question. I mean, You hit the nail on the head. I mean, obviously the contract hasn't been great overall, but it's great to see him having the season that he is, carrying on and going with it. Especially, I mean, that's 2 out of 3 they've taken from the Yankees. They got them tonight. They win tonight. They're tied in first with the Yankees, so that's a huge game tonight. And what a great series! So, I think they beat Rodon the first game and then Fried. So, I mean, it's not like they're facing. They got Will Warren tonight. So we'll see what happens. But hey, the American League East, it's a dogfight in July.
Yeah, and then jumping over, Chase Burns, I screwed it up last week. I got to take accountability there, obviously. I said that he was pitching on the Thursday. He was pitching on the Tuesday. I misread that. His first start, though, in the major leagues, obviously, Kirk, we were just talking about the Yankees, continue that talk, strikes out the first 5 guys he faces. Absolutely great stuff in game one. Follows that up with not even getting out of the first inning in game two. Night and day.
Red Sox.
And they were saying, like, the Red Sox players, I guess, were saying, hey, he's tipping pitches. So, I mean, obviously, it was a night and day contrast.
I heard that. Yeah.
But, yeah, you don't, I mean, and that's the thing, too. Like, obviously, hitters at the major league level, like, Chase Burns has the stuff. You can tell. He's got easy gas. He's got nice off speed. Like, the kid's going to be a good pitcher in this league, that's for sure. But that's the difference between the minor leagues and the major leagues. You get those guys that realize what's tipping pitches, and all of a sudden, okay, I see one thing. I'm going to tell everybody on the bench. Everybody on the bench, all of a sudden, okay, he holds his fastball this way, his slider this way, change up this way, curveball this way, whatever type of pitch he's throwing, they're holding it X number of ways, right? So you're like, all right, well, big leagues, those boys can figure that out and they can hit anything if they know it's coming.
That's it, man. That's part of the homework. Is there anything that gives it away? I talk to my team about it all the time. We're trying to figure it out. I said, look for those little subtleties. Is he giving you any information? I mean, it works both ways. Hitters give away their weaknesses to smart pitchers that or coaches that can identify it. And pitchers, if you're not aware of it, you can be giving away your game without even knowing it. And I mean, unfortunately, that's right. One out in the first inning and he got pumped for five. What did it end up with? I think six or seven on him at the end of the day. So again, a learning curve. And he's going to be good though. Like you said, I mean, number two draft pick overall last year. He's up there. He's up there for a reason. He's going to be good.
Yeah. And then just the final thing that we're going to talk about for this one. Obviously, I think it's really no surprise to anybody, but the New York Mets, what they're doing is just atrocious. Steve Cohen finally calls him out. He's like, yeah, I did not see any of this coming. Obviously went out there, spent the big bucks. Juan Soto heated up for the first little bit of June. Obviously he got rolling a little bit, but I mean, they're what, 5-14 in their last 19 games. And I mean, they're losing again today to Milwaukee. You're looking at it, right? That's a team that right now is just in shambles. Absolutely in shambles, man. They're losing their wild card spot, guaranteed. Now, the only good thing is the Cardinals lost all three games to the Pittsburgh Pirates, shut out in all three. So that still keeps them in the playoff spot for the time being. But, I mean, you're looking at it, and that is a team that right now does not look like it should be anywhere close to the playoffs.
No, there's just, I mean, look at Vientos taking not a step back. Going majorly all the way back.
He's in a crater.
Yeah, a great call. I mean, Beatty's, he's a good fill-in, but they got to go and get a third baseman. Obviously, I mean, when you got that much money on the books, you don't have time to fool around. And I can't imagine Steve Cohen will, but good for him to call the guys out first. Good for him to do that. I got no problem with that. You're the owner at the end of the day. I know there's a right way and a wrong way, they always say, but hey, you know what? He's the owner and he's the number one fan. So he's just saying what everybody else is thinking. And now the rest of the Mets fans can sit there and go, oh my God, damn, I don't have to guess if my owner is seeing the same thing we're seeing. He just called them out. Good for them. Let's see what happens over the next, you know, maybe 10, 15 days. Other than that, I mean, it had to be done. As simple as that. So we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, July 2nd. What do you got for the standings?
Yeah, we're going to talk about NL East first today. So you get the Philadelphia Phillies 50-35. Looks like they are on their way. Right now it's bottom of the ninth, two out, 6-4 San Diego. So it looks like they're going to lose that game, push them at 50-36. New York Mets 48-38. Miami Marlins 38-45. Atlanta Braves 38-46. Washington Nationals 35-49. Hottest team over the last 10, the Miami Marlins, 9-1 in their last 10, including an 8-game win streak. On the back of all the young kids that they got, Augustin Ramirez having a fantastic season. Catcher, first baseman, DH down there, primarily just there because he's a stick in that lineup. Kyle Stowers having a heck of a year too, man. Otto Lopez, they got a lot of guys down there that are actually way outperforming. Obviously, what I expected them to be at the start of the year. I think what everybody expected them to be, and let's be honest, they're ahead of the Atlanta Braves through 80 games basically. Did not see that coming.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to compare players. I really do, but I look at that Ramirez kid, and you mentioned the guy already in the Blue Jays part of it, Kirk. He reminds me of a Kirk when he first came up, man. He could do a bit of everything and stuff like that. I don't know. Obviously, it's tough to be as good defensively as Kirk is or whatever and not behind the dish. I mean, he's right there with Cal Raleigh and leading Cal in most. But, you're right. He can swing at that kid. Stowers, that trade's looking like a good trade right now. I know the Baltimore Orioles do have Trevor Rogers back up again now, but that's looking good for the Miami Marlins right now. The rest of it, it's Phillies 5-5, really 5-6, or sorry, 4-6 over the last 10. They got another game again today after they lose, or I assume they'll lose. But you we were just talking about it. I mean, with the way the Mets are playing, they're only two games back, but it seems like they're 10 games back. The Braves, I don't know. I think you just talked about it, what they sent down DFA'd Verdugo.
Yeah, Alex Verdugo gone. Jerickson Profar back up in the majors, served his 80 games.
How do you feel? A guy serves 80 games, PEDs, and I know you're not the best major leaguer, but you're just getting DFA'd.
Well, especially Verdugo, especially. Especially since he didn't sign a contract until he complained in the media. Said, I didn't even get an offer all offseason. And then a week later, the Atlanta Braves threw him a minor league deal or whatever it ended up being, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no, you're looking at it, right? That whole organization this year is just way underperformed. Like, Alex Anthopoulos might be on the chopping block. I'd like to imagine that he wouldn't be, but at the same time, I'm looking at it, and that is just a horrible team up and down this year. Like, they can't get anything right. Spencer Schwellenbach just went on the IL, too. He's got elbow issues going on right now. So, I mean, yeah, tons of issues with them. Jumping over to the NL Central, you got the Chicago Cubs 50-35, Milwaukee Brewers 48-37, St. Louis Cardinals 47-41, Cincinnati Reds 44-42, Pittsburgh Pirates 38-50. Hottest team in that division, obviously, the Pittsburgh Pirates, coming off a sweep in the Mets and then sweeping the Cardinals, all shutouts in Pittsburgh. Milwaukee also 8-2 in their last 10, but the Cubs, Cardinals, and Reds are all 5-5.
Yeah, that's madness, especially when you hear what O'Neill Cruz debacle over the weekend there, having to get his behind chewed a little bit and lit up or whatever, the way he was performing last week. Missing ground balls in the outfield, not running things out. He took off a little bit, but that pitching, oh my gosh, where did that come from? Oh. I mean, they've got good pitching, but last six has been goose eggs. That's it. That's ridiculous at the major league level. And again, against the Mets and the Cardinals, they had pretty good offenses. Not great but pretty solid offensively. You wouldn't expect goose eggs all across the board on them. So Brewers, though, looking good. I mean, obviously, Freddie Peralta diced up the Mets today. So they're 9-1 over the last 10. I mean, that puts you right back in the hunt pretty quick. Cubbies, 5-5. Eco Armstrong has gone real quiet. He's had a couple of real quiet weeks. Bush looks pretty good. So still, Suzuki still getting his home runs. Kyle Tucker still doing his job. Yeah, that's Brewers keep playing the way they are. And then, you know, trade deadline's coming. It's going to be interesting to see.
Jumping over to the NL West, you get the Los Angeles Dodgers, 54-32. San Diego Padres, 45-39. San Francisco Giants, 45-41. Arizona Diamondbacks, 43-42. Colorado Rockies, 19-66. Dodgers 8-2 in their last 10. San Diego 5-5. Arizona 5-5. San Francisco 3-7. Colorado 2-8. Colorado obviously had another one of those last 10 games that basically has been prolonged all season outside of last week when we were talking and they were 8-2. Yeah, no, you're looking at it like San Diego goes into Cincinnati, obviously loses a heartbreaker over the weekend on the walk-off. What was that? Will Benson with the walk-off single there after Spencer Steer tied it up, I think it was, or vice versa. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, no, you're looking at it, right? And San Francisco, obviously, they were in line to get Justin Verlander's first win with them. That didn't come to fruition after the bullpen kind of blew up against the Chicago White Sox. So, I mean, San Francisco, they're just ho-hum right now. Arizona, same thing. They're starting to get rolling a little bit, but I don't know, man. That's a team that just needs to get healthy, and it sounds like Carroll might be going on the IL with fractured left wrist, I think.
Yeah, the big dogs are hunting. It's as simple as that. The Dodgers are rolling 8-2, winning. And the Giants, exactly right. It's almost like the Devers trade came, and they were so excited, but then they forgot how to play baseball. Nothing's gone right for them. So, and Padres, yeah, it's just 5-5, ho-hum. It's, yeah. The big Dodger hunt, it's as simple as that. The Dodgers are going to work.
Jumping over to the American League. Now we get the American League East. New York Yankees, 48-37. Toronto Blue Jays, 47-38. Tampa Bay Rays, 48-39. Boston Red Sox, 43-44. Baltimore Orioles, 37-48. Yankees, 5-5 in their last 10. Jays, 7-3. Tampa Bay, 5-5. Boston, 3-7. And Baltimore 4-6. Basically, everybody playing 500 or below, except for the Jays, who actually want to try and get some wins in that American League East, man. Like, I didn't have the Jays coming into the season after 80. What are they at? They're at 85 games. After 85 games being a game back in the New York Yankees. I got to be honest with you. Even Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has way outperformed what I expected. But they're coming up on the dog days of summer in Tampa Bay. That's going to be a hot summer. But Toronto, man, I gotta give a lot of credit because the Yankees right now are just playing so-so baseball.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, they had a bunch of goose eggs against what the Brewers, I think it was last week, and it's just kind of carried on. They just can't get the wheels on the track right. So we talked about it earlier. Great for the Blue Jays. Great for them to be doing it at home against the Yankees. And I agree with them on the Rays as well. Playing good ball across the board. But they've got the hot days coming, and they all get loaded up with rain too. So there could be a lot of doubleheaders. It'll be interesting to watch that over the next 2 months for sure.
American League Central. You get the Detroit Tigers, 53-32. Cleveland Guardians, 40-43. Minnesota Twins, 40-45. Kansas City Royals, 40-46. And Chicago White Sox, 28-57. Crazy thing to me is the Kansas City Royals are closer to the Chicago White Sox than the Cleveland Guardians are to the Detroit Tigers. I saw on the Detroit Tigers social media they already posted the magic number. How funny is that? Halfway through the year and you're posting the magic number. That's unbelievable.
That is. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's back-to-back weeks that they've been 500 or less, so that whole division. You look at them last year, I mean, what they have, almost four teams in the wild card in the playoffs, and they're not even close. They're not even looking like they're going to be close at the end of the day and stuff like that. So very disappointing. I mean, other than Scuba, like you said, I mean, throwing 100 miles an hour on the last pitch in the last game or whatever and that, I mean, it's just, I don't know what to say about that division. It's just not there. It's a half a season. But there's nothing to be excited about right now with that division.
No, a lot of sellers in that division coming up, I got to imagine. Jumping over to the American League West, you get the Houston Astros 51-34, Seattle Mariners 44-41, Los Angeles Angels 42-42, Texas Rangers 42-44, and Sacramento Athletics 36-53. Obviously, the biggest news from this past week was the official announcement that Washington will not be coming back to the Los Angeles Angels dugout for the remainder of the season, prioritizing health, and that's across the board. That's coming right from ownership down. They told him, dude, you're sitting in a suite or a box at best.
Yeah, disappointing, man, for sure. We talked about it last week, so everybody knows. I'm sure there's lots of dirtbags out there that know the history of what I'm watching to do. So it's tough. One positive out of there is definitely Joe Adell. Looks at it, he's 26 now. He's been around forever, it seems like, looking to go for it. And, you know, he's not having an off-the-charts season or whatever and stuff like that, but he's up to 18 home runs. He's been tearing it up since June 1st, one of the top five, I think it is, hitters. It's nice to finally see that going and stuff like that. And, I mean, Mr. Trout's still on the field. Tyler Anderson threw another good game last night. I mean, but Astros starting to break away, 7 up on the Mariners, but it's Mariners got to get the rest of their staff back and got to keep the big thumper thumping. They got to get Julio Rodriguez going. They really got to get that kid going and firing on all cylinders. So, but 42-42, the Angels, that's just fun. That's exciting when you look at the last, 8 years and what they've looked like. So it's, you know, there's some excitement there. There's some fun there, but it looks like another season of Astros baseball. What else is there to say, Nolan? So
dirtbags,
hopefully. Yeah, exactly right. So dirtbags, hopefully like the standing updates. If you have any on that, send them in to us. Love to see your thoughts and opinion on your team. So we'll be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
Ever find a deal so good you think, should I tell my friends or keep it to myself? That's Kohl's Summer Cyber Deals. Styles for sunny days, home favorites for your space, and more. All at prices you'll love. Plus, earn Kohl's cash. Discover new deals daily and get free shipping. These deals are too good not to share once you've stocked up first. Shop Kohl's Summer Cyber Deals now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end July 10th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind.
Drink responsibly, B21.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there, there's nothing like it.
Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth?
At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, Nolan. So thank you for sending them in to us, Dirtbags. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll try our very best to get them on a show for you. And yeah, sit back and enjoy. So obviously, lots of Dodgers fans. It's an exciting night for them. Dodgers playing the Kansas City Royals. I guess you could almost call him Mr. Dodger of this generation. Clayton Kershaw on the mound, looking for number 3,000 on the strikeouts in the first inning, or wait till the second inning, Nolly?
No, I'm going to go fourth.
Fourth inning, he's going to get fourth it. Okay. Inning.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get it early in the game. I mean, I think he'll get it this game for sure. It's Clayton Kershaw. The guy has mastered the art of the strikeout. Let's be very clear about that. This guy one day will be a Hall of Famer whenever he chooses to retire. Obviously, his number's going to be retired by the Dodgers. 3,000 punch-outs with one organization, obviously. That's a huge accomplishment. I don't think I've seen enough out of Kershaw this year to suggest he's capable of punching out three guys in one inning anymore. I mean, I know he's still a good pitcher. I'm not going to sit here and say otherwise. I just don't think he's capable of striking out three guys in an inning at this level anymore.
So you're thinking the fourth. Okay, there you have it, Dirtbags. Nolan's got him in the fourth if you want to lay some money down. We're not telling you to lay any money down. We're just having some fun with that. So let's stay in the Heritage lineup of pitchers. Blue Jays fans want, I haven't been able to see it over here in Germany, but they want to see, get your opinion of what you're seeing out of Max Scherzer in the two starts he's been back. Looked pretty solid against the Yankees.
Yeah, same thing. Max Scherzer, just a proven vet. Guy knows how to pitch at the end of the day, knows what he's doing. He wouldn't rush coming back just for the sake of coming back to try and pad his own stats. Obviously, he's coming back because he's healthy enough now. The thumb issue hopefully is behind him and won't be a prolonged injury for the remainder of the season. But through the first couple of starts, he looks like he's healthy. He looks like he's capable of going 5-6 innings. I want to see him get stretched out a little bit more to get up to that 90-95 pitches consistently. Heck, even if he can break 100 in a few games, that'd be sweet. But that's not the Jays' MO for the most part. It's basically get to that hard 95 and then pretty much yank him. But especially since Gausman's had a heck of a season, he's taken a lot of the brunt work, that's for sure. Berrios, obviously, same boat. Bassett, he's done just about as exactly what you'd expect out of Chris Bassett. And I mean, the best part is some of those young kids that unfortunately couldn't fill into the major league level with the Toronto Blue Jays, they get pushed back down into either a reliever role or just more seasoning down in AAA, which I think, quite simply put, is best for them. And let's be honest, if they can learn from Scherzer in any way, shape, or form, why not try and pick his brain? Same as what San Francisco did with Justin Verlander. Great move. Hopefully he can stay healthy, and so far I've been impressed with Scherzer.
Good to hear. Good to hear. So, and obviously it still sounds like Mr. Manoa's on the right track as he builds up the stamina and gets his rehab in and getting closer to August. And you know what? That could be a big trade, similar to a trade acquisition, right? At that time, getting him in there, and it might allow him, especially with the Santander information coming out, not even swinging a bat yet. Like, that's, they're going to have to go out and get somebody or whatever, and they got to get Barsho back as well. So, but no, that's great to hear about Scherzer, no question. So let's talk about ballot voting for the Midsummer Classic. Looking like that National League outfield, that's a tough one, Nolan. That's a tough one. Who's getting in with that? You got a big lineup of people there. And that's a, cool. I looked at it. I honestly just don't even know myself.
Here's Here's my biggest issue with the All-Star game. And I get that it's a fan vote. I get that it's what the fans want to see. But with all due respect, how is Teoscar Hernandez amongst the finalists? Last year, fantastic season. I get last year. This year, ho-hum season at best. He's got like a 0.7 war or something like that. I don't even think he's top 20 amongst NL outfielders. I'm just sitting there like, oh my goodness. Like, don't just vote for guys for the sake of voting for guys because they play on your team. Like, with all due respect, I don't want to see Teoscar Hernandez in the All-Star game this year. I want to see the best of the best competing against one another. And personally, I think the players and managers and ownership should have a lot more say in it than they do. Because I get that they're also technically involved with it, but like some of these fan votes, I'm just looking at it like, come on. But, I mean, jumping straight into what I'm going to get at anyways with the whole thing, I wish that they brought back the old school All-Star game rules. I got to be honest, I don't know if I'm going to watch the All-Star game just based on the way that the rosters are shaping out to be. Like, it looks like the National League side is Los Angeles Dodgers. The American League side, it's either Yankees or former Yankees. I guess with the exception of Riley Green and Javi Baez, but you're basically neck and neck with Goldschmidt and Guerrero at first base. Torres looks like he's going to win second base there for the American League. Javi Baez, I guess he's still in there. Third base, I'm not even quite sure who's probably going to be starting there for the American League. Obviously, Kyle Raleigh starting behind the dish, Judge out in the outfield. Trout looks like he's going to get in there, and I'd imagine Riley Green gets the other one. And I think deservingly so for Riley Green. I think he's had a fantastic year this year, flying under the radar because obviously he's playing in Detroit. But yeah, he's had a good season. And then obviously Mike Trout, just because it's Mike Trout, right? But I'm looking at it, and the All-Star game, really, to get viewership back up to what it once was, you got to bring back the whole All-Star game actually matters for the World Series. To me, that's what made it so exciting, because you're like, all right, if I'm, obviously, I'm a Cardinals fan, so National League side, I'm rooting for them. So that way, if by some miracle the Cardinals get into the World Series, okay, we get home field advantage for the World Series. That's how you get viewership back up. Look at what the NHL did with the Four Nations this year. The NHL said to heck with the All-Star game because they knew that the All-Star game was not getting any sort of viewership, and it's like that across every single sport. Pro Bowl, no one's watching that, so they turned it to flag football. Basketball, I don't even know if basketball still does an All-Star game. I mean, I know they do, but it's the biggest joke out of all of them. Baseball, at least you can't really cheat baseball. It's not like pitchers are up there throwing 50-mile-an-hour lob balls playing softball. Like, they're still trying to pitch and still trying to strike everybody out. But at the same time, put some meaning behind it again. Like, baseball's already one of the toughest sports out there. You're trying to hit a baseball, that's the hardest thing to do. Like, make it more than just about the extra, $1 million that your team splits or whatever it is for the prize money now. I don't know. To me, I think they need to bring back the old All-Star game to get viewership back up.
I agree with you. I loved it. I really did. It was interesting to hear you talking about the fan vote and stuff like that. And I'm going to speak to any of the dirtbags that are my generation in the 50 year plus age category or whatever. And I mean, we had the old, obviously pre-computer All-Star voting or whatever, and I can still remember getting the punch-out ballots where you had to punch the circles out or whatever if you went to your home team's game and stuff like that. Those are awesome. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, dirtbags, if you're of that generation. But to your point, Nolan, exactly right. I don't remember, even though I went to Toronto games, I grew up a Yankees fan or whatever because they were game of the week, and that was it. So I grew up Reggie Jackson and the Yankees. I loved them, lived them. So we had good Blue Jays. I remember when we had George Bell and Lloyd Mosby and Jesse Barfield. Those years I voted for some of those guys. But exactly right, to your point, I never really voted for my home team. Dave Steve, because he was so good in the 80s, people remember and stuff. And I sure you voted him, but then it was everybody else. If you were having a good season, you voted for them because, like you said, you wanted to see those guys participating in the All-Star game. Sure, you had your favorites, but if they weren't having a great season, they weren't deserving, you just didn't vote them in. It was as simple as that. Like, you You had pride as a voter, even. It wasn't just fan appreciation day, so to speak. So it'll be interesting to see who gets there at the end of the day. You know, but hey, I was thinking about it as you were talking as well, Nolan. You could end up having the winning pitcher, because I think Mr. Liberatore is going to end up being on that staff, and where he's slotted could be a decision-making part of that game. So I don't know. You got to have Liberatore the way he's been pitching this year, wouldn't you?
Yeah, either him or Phil Maton. I'd be fine with either guy. I hope it's Libby. Yeah, I hope it's Libby just for his sake, but Phil Maton, I mean, the job that he did for a one-year, $2 million signing halfway through spring training, man, that guy, if we're out of it by the trade deadline and we decide to deal him, oh, we're getting back a nice little haul. For sure, top 10.
Yeah, so Cubbies fans hating on us, Nolan. More me than you, but we talked about him two weeks ago on the show, and they're wishing we never brought it up.
The bum?
Mr. PCA.
The bum?
Mr. PCA.
Yeah, he's a bum.
And the MVP.
Yeah, he's a bum.
Yeah. He has turned into a bum. He's had a bum. Tough couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
He's just gone quiet.
Have you seen what the MVP odds are now for the National League?
No.
It's got Shohei at like minus 2,000. And PCA second with like plus 2,400 or something like that. I think he's either 24 or like 1,800, something. Like, it's not even close anymore. And I'm like, yep, that's what happens when you have bad 2 weeks. And I don't know if the Mason Wynn thing is sitting on him or what the deal is. I'd hope that he'd have a short memory and just forget about it. But literally, since that play happened, it seems like he's just gone cold. Like, yeah, he has just disappeared off the face of the earth. And now I get it. Like, the Cubs, they're still a good team. I'm not going to sit here and deny that. Like, PCA, obviously, at some point in time, he's going to right the ship again, and he's going to get back on his MVP trajectory numbers. You got Seiya Suzuki. He's already posted career high for home runs. Kyle Tucker, obviously, at some point in time, I'd imagine the Cubs will probably re-sign him. Just because they're the only team in the National League Central that actually has the money to spend. And it seems like he genuinely wants to be there. The Cubs, they'll make a couple of moves here and there, but I don't think they need to do too much. I got to give Nico Hoerner a shout out, though, too, because he did end up popping three home runs last week for his first three home runs of the season. So he's been carrying the bat for PCA while he's been doing whatever he's been doing the past couple weeks.
Okay, we got a minute and a half, Nolan. We're going to roll out to Sacramento. A's fans living with Mr. Luis Severino making the comment of pitching at Sacramento like pitching in spring training. Just hating life, can't wait to be traded. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, good thing you signed the money. I'm pretty sure there was no trade clause in there too, but he'll be waving that as soon as possible. And even that, he's what do you do with him? I don't know if you can trade him. It's the same as O'Neill Cruz. Like, I get that O'Neill Cruz is a borderline great player, but if they have zero intent on continuing on with their team, well, what's the point of me offering you anything good? Knowing that this guy doesn't even want to play for your team, and what's to say he brings that same attitude over to the new team that he gets traded to?
Well, I will jump in and say the little bit that I read on it and stuff like that, A's fans, I mean, he's got a little bit of validation to it. He's a guy that likes to stay loose between innings. So he usually has a bicycle in the change room or whatever, so he can keep the legs moving, keep active in that. With the separation of the stadium from the change rooms, all that type of stuff, that's impacting him as well. So there's a little bit more into that than just as simple as, I don't want to be here. It's not so much that. It's just the whole setting that... And that's why. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so two final thoughts tonight. Obviously, Kirk will piggyback on the second one here. First one, James Wood intentionally walked four times in a game. First time since Barry Bonds to have that happen. Obviously, James Wood against the Arizona Diamondbacks over the weekend. First pitch, smokes a ball, and then, yeah, the rest of the game, they're like, nope, to heck with this. This kid's too good at baseball right now and does not need to be getting pitches in the zone to hit, because my goodness, can he just rake. Second one, obviously, the passing of Dave Parker. The Cobra, as everybody knows him by, fantastic baseball player. Sad to see, obviously, this month coming, what, I guess, 2 weeks or something like that, when they do the Hall of Fame inductions. He was supposed to be up on the stage, obviously presenting, giving his final words, basically, but unfortunately passed away this past weekend.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Nolan. Very sad, sad for baseball, sad for the Parker family. Just a humble, humble guy. I remember being at home in the winter with you there, Nolan, watching MLB Network the night he got inducted into the Hall of Fame this past January. And just it was just really cool to listen to him and speak, and just the way he spoke. And you don't always see that as a kid. And I'm talking about myself growing up or whatever. You see these big stature of a man, hulking man in his playing career. And then to see him at the end of his life, unfortunately, with the situation he was in, it was just, it's sad. But at the end of the day, quality guy. I remember as a kid watching him in Pittsburgh. Anybody of the Dirtbag Nation that's old enough, you'll know what I'm going to say. You know, watch swing the sledgehammer on deck. It was mind-boggling. I've never seen anybody do that before, and you've never seen anybody do it since, but he just swung it like it was a golf club. We're all out there with our teammates trying to swing sledgehammers, and it's swinging us, basically, or whatever. And here this man is, he's doing it. And it's so just a cool, nostalgic point for me. I'm sure a lot of dirtbags. So send in your thoughts and opinions and stuff like that on Dave Parker. I'd love to see them and hear about them. Send them in on the show as a whole as well, dirtbags, because we love getting it. We love reading it and seeing your thoughts. So unfortunately, though, it is that time. So we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Enjoy your July 4th weekend. Servicemen and women, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do here. And that's get up, get after it, get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.